Irwin, Sister, G.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. August 4th, 1903. Dear Sister Irwin, I was indeed glad to get your letter containing an account of your visit to Kurenbong and giving particulars about the work there. Thank you for this letter. I feel a deep interest in the work at Avondale. I am interested in the work that your son is doing at the school. I am glad that as a family you can be near one another. I was very much disappointed not to see Brother Irwin and Sister Graham again before they left for Australia. But I have no fault to find with anyone, for the circumstances were such that they were obliged to return another way. I am glad to be able to tell you that my health is good. I have spoken several times lately in public services, at the sanitarium, and in open-air meetings. I am aroused to the necessity of our peoples doing more evangelistic work. Within 30 miles of this place, there are settlements where the people have no knowledge of Seventh-day Adventists. This does not speak well for us. The souls of the people in our own country are of as much value in the sight of God as are the souls of the heathen in India or other foreign countries. God will hold us responsible if we neglect His work in our own country. I have decided not to attend so many camp meetings, but to save my strength to bring before the people in writing the truths that God gives me. When I feel the Spirit of the Lord within me, I can write without difficulty. The Lord is greatly blessing me. I spoke last Sabbath morning in the Sanitarium Chapel. The room was filled with interested listeners. Several of the patients were present, among others an intelligent-looking man by the name of Gomez from the West Indies or from some South American country. He sat well forward in the congregation, and the interest with which he listened was inspiring. Occasionally, when I made a point, he would respond by a nod of the head. I spoke from Isaiah 56, verse 1 to 7. The Lord was present, and I received grace for grace. I seemed to gather new ideas as I went along. While feeding others, I myself was fed. Yes, I feasted. The Lord Jesus came graciously near, and many were moved to tears. Oh, how I long to see Jesus! I love Him, and the precious promises of His word warm my soul. I feel a love for Him burning in my heart, such as I felt for Him many times in 1843 and 1844. He did indeed speak to me last Sabbath, and my heart was filled with joy. I realized the meaning of the words, "That my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." John 15, verse 11. I thank the Lord that last night He gave me refreshing sleep. Yesterday I had much writing to do, and before sunset I felt very weary. I lay down and fell asleep. The members of the family gathered together for worship, but I knew nothing of it. At bedtime Sarah wakened me, and I went to bed. I slept until 3 o'clock, and then dressed, and asked the Lord to let His healing power rest upon me, bringing me physical and mental strength. It pains me to see that so many are forgetful of God's goodness. They have scarcely a thought of praise or thanksgiving for God. Why do we not educate ourselves to be polite to God? Why do we not thank Him for His great goodness and loving kindness to us? Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransomed to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of a man, which shall be made as grass, and forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? Isaiah 51, verse 7 to 13.
The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God, that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens, and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, Thou art my people. Verses 14 to 16.